Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
It's now time for the sellout edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we normally play Microsoft's Game Pass service games. I messed that up, but that's okay because it doesn't really matter because this is not about Microsoft Game Pass. This is about Call of Duty, Cold War, Black Ops. This is our bonus episode that we will be doing what's the word I'm looking for?
A bonus.
I was going to say because we at one point we were requested to the high frame rate mode up to 120 frames per second. TV is required in that situation. So let's talk a little bit of Call of Duty, Black Ops, Cold War.
I would like to say that I am above or past rather the idea that every Call of Duty is the same. They all suck. There's no point in making them. Blah, blah, blah. I think we all go through that phase. Some people, it's more than a phase, and they still want to yell at the internet and pretend that people are listening to them when they say it. But
no, I'm with you. I went through that phase. It was the original Black Ops, actually. I remember I went through... I have played pretty much every Call of Duty game. I went through that phase and, you know, I was there for that original Modern Warfare, Call of Duty 4, like trying to like playing that game originally and trying to tell people it was, I was like, no, like you don't understand. Like, this is one of the greatest games ever made. Like I'm telling people this and they're like, no, I want to play Assassin's Creed. I'm like, put that crap down and go play Call of Duty 4. It's one of the greatest games I've ever played. So I've been on that wave of Call of Duty, but then when Black Ops hit, I was just like, I'm over this crap. Like, it's the same freaking thing every game. And then I pick up Black Ops, I'm like, all right, well, I'm wrong.
Yeah, Black Ops is a little different. It hit a little bit different. Like, and that's the thing about Call of Duty. Like, some of these, they hit different. And it's when they do, it's a welcome surprise. And when they don't, you can't get mad at them because you have to understand the business model by now. You know how they churn out these games. They're not going to be wildly different from the next. So that said, I play about every other Call of Duty. Well, I purchase every other Call of Duty. Even then, I probably skip the last two purchases. And it's like, when I came back to Modern Warfare, I was honestly kind of blown away just by the value itself. On top of that, it was a darn good game. Like, it is, it still is. Like, it just came out a year ago and it's still a very good game, still a very good value. This is the first time in a while that I've played Call of Duty back to back, however, and that seems to be an issue.
And so I think that's going to be kind of the story of Black Ops Cold War, is that it's coming off of the freshest and probably the most well-received Call of Duty in a long time. I have played more Modern Warfare than it had to have been the original Black Ops would have been the last time I put that much time into a Call of Duty. And it's also the first time that they adopted like the season pass and it wasn't all about the DLC packs, et cetera, et cetera. So there was, they have hit that stride of providing a a string of content that didn't really cost that much. I mean, you got most of it for free. If you wanted some of the cosmetics and stuff, you know, or you wanted to participate in the battle pass, there was ways to do it. But most of the time, actually, if you played enough and you got through that battle pass, you could have enough money to purchase the next battle pass. So they were very not stingy about it. You know, there was the cosmetics, if you wanted them, they could be quite expensive, but they were completely optional. And I think that was a very smart move because it kept the player base going. It kept me going. And most of the time when you play the Call of Duty games, you either keep playing when those DLC packs come out and you purchase them, or you stop. And that's kind of how it had been for every Call of Duty for me before that. Minus, I think, Ghosts. Like, Ghosts just awful.
Infinite Warfare. Yeah, that's a bad one.
Yeah. Infinite Warfare was the other one where I tried to like it. I really did. And they actually did some really creative things.
I liked Infinite Warfare.
Yeah. They were close, but they didn't quite get there for me. It wasn't quite that Titanfall feel. Say that again?
It wasn't quite that Titanfall feel that they were, I feel like, it was on a cusp of.
Yeah. So it was interesting. But so coming off of Modern Warfare, they had a lot to do, and it's also going to be extremely hard to talk about Cold War, because when you look at Modern Warfare, where it started and where it is now, they're vastly different games in just terms of balance, flow, modes, etc., etc. So it's kind of hard to judge Call of Duty now because it's going to be a completely different game in 6 months. But unfortunately, that's just how it goes these days. You have to sort of give an opinion and see how it goes from there. So to get into Cold War, I think the biggest problem with the game is that I just don't know if I'm having more fun than I did than Modern Warfare. And that's a bummer.
Right. Like I struggle to find, to determine if, cause granted, I played both of these games for essentially free. So, like, I'm not out of any money. So, speaking honestly about it, I'm just kind of like, if I was to pay $60 for Modern Warfare, I just would not pay a single dime for Cold War. And that's not because Cold War is a bad game. It's like, for me, it becomes a value in time. Modern Warfare is such a good value for your time that I struggle to find the purpose of Cold War. So when I played Cold War, I immediately started the campaign, and I was over it by the first level.
What I'll say is, you know, comparing modes to modes, the campaign of Modern Warfare, flat out better. Like, there's stuff that we'll get into multiplayer about, you know, what's better, what's worse, etc. But the campaign of Modern Warfare is just flat out more interesting, better designed, better story, better everything. The campaign of Cold War is short, a little bit uninspired. It's very predictable. And I don't think it looks particularly great. It looks okay. Even, you know, I am running on a Series X. I'm getting the full ray tracing and 60 frames up to 4K image. Like, the only thing that's going to be better would be a super high-end PC. And it doesn't look bad, but art direction goes a long way, and everything about Cold War feels like it's trying to be hip, I guess. Like, hip's not the right word, but like, even the way like the music hits, you know, it's very much got this 80s, like, we're all about the 80s, bro, almost like a what's the name of that movie? Guardians of the Galaxy style. Like, it's trying so hard to get a reaction from you with the art and the music that I'm just like, for some people, I think it's going to hit. I think it's going to hit them hard. They're going to love the sci-fi. They're going to see everything coming a mile away. But for, I think, a lot more people, they're just going to be like, eh, that's fine. Like, I played through it. I did the Call of Duty and I'm fine.
Yeah. And that's kind of where I am. That's where I got to. I can't say I was impressed at all. If anything, I was really just bummed out by how Call of Duty it was. Like, it's just the very first mission is just you. It's just it reminded me, honestly, of a less fun version of those pop-up shooters or the light gun shooters. Like, I don't know if you played back in the day.
Time Crisis.
Like yeah, Time Crisis. Like even more recently, like that Rambo game that came out. Like there's a light gun Rambo game. It was dumb, but it was dumb fun.
There's a Halo one too that was actually pretty good.
Was it really? I would play that because those games know what they are and they're fun and that's what they are. It's that specific genre of game. Whereas Call of Duty just takes that premise and adds like a virtual body to it, I guess, where you're moving around and sprinting. It doesn't feel like you're doing anything in this campaign. Like it literally feels like a pop-up shoot, like a gallery of rogues just jumping up and going, "Hey, here I am, shoot me in the head. All right, I'm gonna go down." Like here's my other guy, here's my other friend, he's gonna pop up and you shoot him in the head, and it's like there's nothing to it. There's nothing.
Yeah. And you're not wrong, but I do want to like mention, because I know someone's probably like, you know, yelling at their whatever device they're on. There are moments of the campaign that are not like that. There's a level in particular where it's almost like a Hitman game. Like you kind of have different objectives and you can sort of tackle it the way that you want to. You can either kind of go in, I don't want to say guns a-blazing, but you can be more aggressive or you can be more strategic. You know, you can knock people out or even kill them and stuff them in a closet, or you can take the time to sort of do the right thing and blend in, if that makes sense. But it's only one mission. And while I think that mission serves as a good way to sort of mix everything up, it's 10% of the game. And the rest of the game is very much like you were describing of it's just a Call of Duty game. It's not, again, I don't want to sound negative because I don't think it's bad. I just think it's okay. Even as a Call of Duty game, I think it's just an okay campaign.
Yeah. You're right. It's not bad. It's the good and the bad. If you want more Call of Duty, you're getting exactly that. They don't take any real risks. They don't go above and beyond with the campaign missions. It's just kind of like, you know what you're going to get, and you got it. So if that's what you wanted, perfect. If you wanted anything more than that, I feel bad for you, son.
Yeah, it's just not there. They tried doing a couple things with like side stories and multiple paths and picking an ending, and I just, that stuff to me just doesn't really belong in Call of Duty. I don't think it really adds anything to it. But it is what it is. And I think my sentiments are repeated when it comes to zombies. Zombies is still a great mode. It's still a ton of fun, but there's only one zombie map in this game. It's a little light on content in that regard. And while it's cool and, you know, you can find fun Easter eggs and do cool things in zombies, it's not, it is what it is. Again, it's not bad, but it doesn't really do anything to mix up the formula. It's just another zombies mode, which it's fine. It's absolutely fine.
So the biggest critique of this game for me didn't come from myself, nor is it coming from you right now. It came from a friend of mine who was watching me play. It was, a friend of mine and my cousin was watching me play this game, and a friend of mine was just kind of like, "So is this the new Call of Duty or the old Call of Duty?" And it's like,
it's a genuine question.
Oh man, like if that's the question you have to ask about your newest video game, your newest anything really, is this new version or the old version? You have a problem with the current version because it clearly doesn't show anything brand new. And I was playing zombies at one point when I was watching, and it definitely felt like just more zombies. And again, good and a bad thing, because great if that's what you wanted, just more zombies. It's the same. It's exactly what you expect for a zombie game type from Call of Duty. And it does nothing more, nothing less. And you really can't be mad at that.
Right. And that's, to transition into the multiplayer, that's a majority of where you're going to spend your time. Obviously, I don't think that's a revelation to anybody. This is All right, this is going to be a very weird rant and a very weird connection.
All right, let's check yourselves in, guys. Here we go.
I look at something like the debate of running a new OS when it comes to the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X and S, whereas the PlayStation 5 is, it's a new machine, right? It's a new UI. It can play the old stuff, but it's a new thing. Whereas the Xbox X and S, Series X and S, are, it's got the same OS. The benefit of running that same OS is that 95% of it works, right? Everything is where you know, everything's where it wants to be and where it should be. Whereas when you pick up a new OS, you kind of got to reteach yourself everything. And some things might be a little funky and weird. And something that where you think it should be is no longer there because you just got used to it. I feel that way a lot about Cold War, in that there's certain things about it that I feel like should be there because they are so ingrained in me now and they're not there. The biggest one being running up to like a wall or a crate or whatever and being able to mount on that crate. That became such a pivotal thing in Modern Warfare. The fact that it's not there is weird and jarring to me. I don't think I'm alone in that. And if you've played a lot of Modern Warfare and you start playing Cold War, you have to reteach yourself the game almost, because there's going to be so many things that you're used to doing and weapons that you're used to using that it becomes difficult to sort of retrain your brain. And the movement speed's a little bit faster. And obviously, you know, weapons are going to behave a little bit differently. But it also comes down to stuff like balancing. Like the MP5, if you've been following anything about this game, is stupid overpowered. They finally nerfed it. And then for whatever reason, for like 4 hours when they pushed out the first patch for the game, it was unnerfed. And then they had to re-nerf it again. They nerfed that weapon by 33% across the board. That's insane. The fact that that even exists at this point is extremely jarring to me, that I can't just, weapon balancing should be better. And I think that's because, again, I'm coming off of Modern Warfare, which was so good.
But that sort of encapsulates,
is that the word I'm looking for? Encapsulates my entire feeling about Cold War so far, in that it's not bad. I'm actually having fun with it. The new maps, I don't love all of them, but that's any Call of Duty game. But the fact that, like, I have to sort of relearn that sniper rifles are now once again lethal, and I have to learn that shotguns are a secondary weapon. Like, that's weird to me.
Yeah, I mean, like, I completely agree with all of that. And again, the biggest problem with Cold War is the fact that Modern Warfare exists and that it's as good as it is. And the little things are definitely, like, there are some things, and I understand that they're now three, maybe up to four different teams making these games now.
Yeah, it's like six, I think, actually.
Right? So I understand that things from game to game will be different, but there needs to be a standard. If you're going to make this game every single year, there needs to be some sort of standard. It'd be like all of a sudden playing Madden and there not being a hit stick. And it's like, that might be a thing, actually. I don't know. I don't play Madden. But whatever the case may be. Like, so, like, in terms of, like, peeking around corners and like slowly opening up doors and stuff like that, it's like, this is all addition to gameplay. This is not take away from gameplay. It's not getting away from gameplay. Therefore, it should be added and become a standard across the board. But because the way they develop is like, maybe that was in the game before they started or during the development for Cold War. And it's like, it really just should be standard across the board. Because now I'm playing the same game, but almost completely different. And it's like, again, good thing and a bad thing. It's Call of Duty, so you expect that to happen. But for me, it's kind of like, I just got off. I literally just got off Modern Warfare last night. And I'm playing Cold War again today, this morning. And it's like, the small differences are too annoying for me to bounce back and forth between. I'm just going to stick with the one. And I'm going to stick with the one that I just spent 6 months to a year playing, personally.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I think we're at that point with Call of Duty to where they figured out the winning formula with Call of Duty 4, right? They figured out the carrot on the stick. They figured out the leveling, and I believe it might have been before Modern Warfare, the remake, or whatever you want to call it, Modern Warfare 2019. The weapon levels, again, it might have been before, but like that was the big thing for my group of Call of Duty friends, was getting the gold skins on those weapons, and each individual weapon having its own tree along with your own sort of progression. So they figured that part out. But what I think they figured out with Modern Warfare even more was that, you know, it's that argument of, does this really need to be a new game every year? Does it really need to be? And the answer for that question for a long time was yes, because for us to make money, we've got to put out a box product every year. And because the DLC alone isn't going to cover what we would make on a new game, because like I said earlier, when that DLC comes out, one of two things happen. You either pick up the DLC or you drop the game. And I would assume that most people, you know, if it would be skewed towards drop the game, they don't want to spend more money on that game. And then it also stifles the player base, because some people buy it, some people don't. But with stuff like Fortnite, you know, introducing stuff like a Battle Pass, Apex Legends, and they've even done it with their own game in Warzone, they've figured that part out now. And I think you're going to start seeing, especially after Cold War, because looking at the reception of that game, of this game, I think people are starting to agree. It's just like, maybe we don't need a new game every year. Like, we would be totally fine with one game and just keep innovating on it. And maybe every couple of years you do a new one, but you still bring everything forward. And all those little things will be ironed out because of it. If I could have hopped into this game and it was just new maps and maybe new weapons, or maybe they reset my progress, whatever it is, I think it would have stuck with me a lot more, because I wouldn't have had to relearn these weapons. I wouldn't have been killed by the MP5 literally by every single person on a team for six maps in a row. Like, all of those little things that I'm like, man, I'm enjoying this, but it's just not that polished feel that I want. All that would be gone, and I think this conversation would be going a lot differently. I think the conversation would be, the campaign's fine, the zombies is fine, but man, that multiplayer is still good. Like, I'm going to keep playing this for hours and hours and hours, and I don't know if that's going to be the case with this game. I'm extremely curious of what's going to happen, because they are following the same DLC route in that, I think it's the 7th, December 7th, they're going to be doing the first season pass along with the first content drop, which is going to have new maps, new modes, et cetera, et cetera. I'll probably check it out then and see how the weapon balancing and stuff is. But at the same time, my Call of Duty group, there's two things that are holding them back. One is that higher price tag. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. Like, you know, $70 plus tax, you're looking at $77, $75 bucks.
That's a lot. No, it sounds like a lot. It is a lot. It's too much. Period. Yeah.
And so, you know, I've got about three or four people that I normally play with, and one of them I game share with, so he got lucky. But you know, his brother and my other friend, they do have Series X's, and they're just kind of like, I don't know if I want to spend $75 when I've got Modern Warfare there, like, and I'm still having fun with it. So, and I feel like we're not even really discussing Cold War at this point. We're discussing more the business plan around it. But I think
because the games aren't that, like, again, to avoid saying all Call of Duty's are the same, the games aren't that different. If you've played Modern Warfare recently, this is not an entirely brand new Call of Duty experience, and that's part of the issue. That's the main issue. It's not an entirely new experience. So by talking about Cold War, by talking about Modern Warfare, we're talking about Cold War at the same time for a lot of different aspects of the game. The differences that make up Cold War to me. The Cold War and Modern Warfare are the differences of simply of the minutia, like just the basic gun to gun gameplay. It's ever so slightly different. That time to kill is I want to say is a little better. I'm gonna say it's actually just flat out better than it is in Modern Warfare. I prefer it in Cold War, personally. Like, I feel
it's
the
longer.
I feel like the guns hit a little harder. I feel like there's more oomph overall. It feels a little more weighted overall. So if you like that aspect of Call of Duty, that's there.
Yeah, it definitely, like, those smaller things, like you're saying, like the one thing I notice is the overall movement speed is just a tad quicker. I feel like I'm getting to points a little bit faster. I feel like I'm sliding into stuff a little bit faster. And with that longer time to kill, because of all of that sort of combined, I feel like I'm a little bit more daring, I guess you could say, than I am in Modern Warfare. Modern Warfare, I would tend to be a little bit more reserved. But, I mean, it also really depends on what mode you're playing. I play a lot of Domination. That's the game type that I play. I throw in some Kill Confirmed every now and then just to sort of mix it up. But because of that, like, that longer time to kill, like I said, it's a little bit faster, and that's cool. I think the one thing I really, really like about Cold War is they went back to score streaks versus kill streaks. And the difference is basically, you know, in most Call of Duty games, you get three kills, you get the UAV, obviously, if you have it selected. You know, it went on your kills, but with Cold War, it's score streaks. So once you get, I don't remember the point value, so I'm kind of making them up, but like once you get 400 points, you get that UAV. Once you get 2,200 points, you get that, not missile strike, what's it called? Oh my gosh.
I can't call it. Can't call it. Don't know.
I'm going to remember it as soon as it's over, and it's going to drive me nuts. But eventually you get the helicopter, you know, the attack helicopter. And the fact that I can still do maybe okay for a match and still feel like I'm participating is a great thing. But also because of that, like, the score streaks have a cooldown in that you're not just getting UAV after UAV on the map the entire time. And I am that person that whenever a UAV goes up, I'm that person that shoots it down. And not only does that help the whole team, but now because of the score streaks, it's actually aiding my my progression through my score streak tree, which is really cool because I am not the greatest Call of Duty player by any means. I am a support player. I'm the person that's going to be calling out stuff. I'm the person that's, you know, I'm the guy that will run in to save a flag, even if it means I get killed, because that's the type that I like to play. I'm not that person that's always sitting back and I'm worried about my KD spread over everything. So Cold War, in that sense, actually is better for me in that I feel like I'm participating more. But it's not enough to really, you know, I still feel like Modern Warfare is the better playing game because of the way I play. So it's, again, I think it's going to depend on the player, but from most of what I'm seeing, most people kind of agree or they're still playing Warzone. So.
And that's the big thing too, Warzone. Then when I do play Modern Warfare, it's Warzone. It's straight Warzone. I actually just uninstalled everything else. And you only have Warzone on the system, on the console. The value is there in both games. It's just a matter of there's a lower entry point for Modern Warfare. It plays fantastic. And I don't, after playing Call of Duty, after playing Cold War, I just don't see a reason to say, to tell someone, all right, jump off Modern Warfare, come over to Cold War. It's just not there's no big thing there. Zombies is not good enough anymore. Zombies was refreshing the first time it came, the first time I introduced it, and then they added on to it and made it this huge, big, kind of own thing. Since then, it's just been riding the coattails of being Call of Duty Zombies. It hasn't really advanced itself, nor has it regressed. It's just been Zombies. The same thing with a lot of the game modes here, a lot of the multiplayer aspects. It has not regressed at all, but it also has not done anything to make you say this is much better than the previous year's version. I will say the campaign is complete and utter trash. There's no point in playing that at all. I mean, I kind of wish I had better things to say about Cold War, simply because, again, as someone who does not play Call of Duty religiously or even often enough, Modern Warfare really started to bring me back into the series. Like, if someone asked me to install a multiplayer for Modern Warfare right now and pick it up again, I would. I do like the gunplay. I do like the gameplay. Like I think it's just a well done game for Call of Duty, especially. But this I can honestly say there's nothing in Cold War that does what Modern Warfare does exceptionally better.
Yeah, I'd agree. To kind of wrap it up, I feel a lot like I did during Black Ops 3, and where Black Ops 3 had a campaign that was, you know, Black Ops is science fiction, but it's not that hardcore science fiction most of the time. Black Ops 3 was that exception. Black Ops 3 was a campaign of that game was wild, man. Like, that game was weird. It was all about, like, people's like inner monologue and their inner soul in their exosuits. You were in like someone's brain actually the whole time. Like, it is weird. It is a weird game. And then that was one of the class-based ones. Like, they had specific characters that had specific, I don't want to say traits, but like, it wasn't like an Overwatch or anything, but it kind of was. It was like an Overwatch light, to where each character had their own particular ultimate, and you know, one had a bow and arrow and one had a shock shield, you know, it was all that stuff. Cold War is not that, but I feel very similarly in that I was playing Black Ops 3 and I was like, this is fine, like this is cool, but it's not what I go to Call of Duty for. And that's what I felt when it came to, for a lot of Black Ops Cold War, like, while the multiplayer is there, and I think it's a much better game than Black Ops 3 in that regard, I still feel like the reason that I play Call of Duty and the reasons that a lot of people play Call of Duty is for everything that's in Modern Warfare. And to an extent, probably Black Ops 4. I think Black Ops 4 was a much better game than this as well. In that it's the core gunplay, it's the core map design, and it's the core progression. That is 85 to 90% of what people play. And when you start mixing with that too much, I think that's the result that you get is Black Ops Cold War and like Black Ops 3. It's just you gotta innovate on that core gameplay, and that's where you should stick to your guns and sort of keep it there. And that's, while I think Cold War is a fine game, when you start factoring in everything that we've talked about along with the higher price tag, it's rough. It is rough for me to say that. You probably already have this game if you wanted it. But if you're on that fence of just being like, man, like, you know, I've got, maybe you got a Series X or you got a PS5 and you know, these consoles are kind of starved for content. Like any new generation, they're sort of starved for content. And a lot of people end up picking up something that they normally wouldn't. Like, I picked up an Assassin's Creed game on day one. I don't normally do that anymore, but I was just like, yeah, I'll play the new Assassin's Creed. Why not? I spent money on this box and I'm gonna play that. And instead I keep playing Tetris, but that's not the point. If you're starved for content, I cannot really say that the, you know, yeah, like the Series X and the PS5 version have ray tracing. Like, that's cool. But, you know, unless you've got a 120 hertz TV and you really want to play at 120 hertz, which this game does support fairly well, I can't say that, yeah, you should run out and spend $70 on it. I just can't. I can't say that. And I think that's kind of where I would wrap it up, is just saying, like, you know, it's fine, but $70 is, that's just too much, man. Like, I can't in good faith say you should go play this for that amount.
I'm going to echo those exact sentiments. It's just, I'm sorry. It's just more Call of Duty for a higher price tag. It's really, it's an experiment that part of me hopes backfires in Call of Duty. I mean, in Activision's face, where it's like, okay, next time we'll do things a little bit different, because to charge the extra cash just because that's where we're at right now. It's just because it's just because it's next gen. There's no other reason than that. And you're not giving me more than what I got in Modern Warfare, which is, again, what I was saying, if you live in Modern Warfare, that's where your life has been. That's where your guns have. That's where all your XP and your guns have been. That's where all your XP, your characters, and unlocking operators, and that's where everything has been. There's no reason at all, in my mind, for you to say, "Here's an additional $75 for me to start all over and learn all over again." it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And I'm curious to see how that's going to go going forward as well, considering next year you're getting another Call of Duty, most likely. So it's like, are they asking you to forget your battle passes and your skins and your guns and your characters again in 12 months to pay another $75, and are people still going to do it? That's the thing I'm most interested in, because I'm not interested at all in Cold War. If you want me to play some Warzone and Modern Warfare, I could do that.
Yeah, I think I'm very interested to see how I'm more interested to see the tale of Modern Warfare at this point. I'm interested to see how much they keep supporting that game, because as with, you know, normally what happens is they do those 2 to 3 DLC packs for the game and people still play it, but then they move on. I haven't really seen what the trajectory of the content for Modern Warfare is going to be. Are they going to stop with that game? Are they going to stop doing weapons? Are they going to move strictly to Cold War? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But yeah, I'm with you in that it's gonna be interesting to see how the battle pass and just the overall business plan of Call of Duty changes going forward. I think it would be beneficial for them to do something else. I think it's time for them to start looking at something else. And I say that as a fan of Call of Duty. I want to see them support their games longer, and I would be more willing to give them money to elongate the life of a very good game versus that old business model of trying to put down money on a new game, especially again at that higher price tag. That's another thing where, you know, as we normally talk about we talk on a podcast about a service for video games, that $70 price tag is
a joke.
I don't want to say deterrent. Yeah, maybe. But it again makes you look at Game Pass and just be like, man, like if you have an Xbox, you need to have Game Pass. Like there's so much good stuff on there. And then I look at the price of a game. One Call of Duty game is $75. And from what I also understand in Europe, they were already paying more. And if you do the conversion, it's like $90. Like, and then I look at something like Game Pass and I'm just like, man, unless you're a Call of Duty fanatic, hop on Game Pass for 3 months, which is still going to be half the price or more or less, depending on your region of the world. And you've got a whole lot of content to play. You know, it's weird. So that $70 price tag it hurts, man. Like it genuinely hurts this game in my opinion.
I've been saying it for years. Like if any game series can go straight subscription model, it would and should be Call of Duty. Like just make that one good game that people like and just build off that. Like I think you got that with Modern Warfare for the most part. I think most people, I would go like 9 out of 10 people who play Call of Duty picked up Modern Warfare like, this is it. Just give me more of this. And if you got a new system, just give me this with better graphics. Like, just keep adding on to it and just turn that in and of itself into a service. Like, you don't need to, cause let's be honest with you. If you're a Call of Duty fanatic, as you put it, like, and you're buying every Call of Duty, it's a service for you anyway. So they might as well just make it a flat out service and just include things with it. But as it stands right now, like there's no way, just zero way you would give me to buy this game. Even at $60, I'm not buying this game.
Right. At 60, you know, again, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's like, you know, at $60, there are times where the new Call of Duty, I'm like, yeah, I think you should give it a shot. Like, I think it might click with you, you know, et cetera. But when you start looking at that $75, and again, that's only if you're on PS5 and Xbox Series X, you know, that's the other thing. The fact that it's $75 only on PS5, Series X, and S, and not on PC, which PC is theoretically going to have the, quote, best experience as long as you've got the hardware, again, goes to what you said about it's $75 or $70, you know, MSRP, because it can be. Like, if it truly if they truly thought they needed to charge $70 to make their money back, the PC version would be $70 too. But it's not, specifically because they would just say no. Like, PC players would be like, no, we're not paying $70 for that. No, we're not going to do that.
No, absolutely. Right. And that's the perfect, that's the perfect example. Like, there's no way that a PC player is going to overpay for anything, really, because we're just so used to having, even playing online, it's just like the fact that I have PSN Plus, it baffles me every year I get that charge. It's just like, I hate the fact that I'm paying to play online, even though like PC is like, there's no point in doing that. Like, there's no point in doing that. There's no point in paying extra for a better looking game. Like, you just make the good looking game. Like, it's just part of the job. Like, you know, and it's like, it's a very weird time we're in. And I'm just very curious to see how games like Call of Duty perform. Like, I expect something like a Demon's Souls remake to get the $70, the people to pay into that. Like, I really do, like, just because it's PlayStation fans and they Demon's Souls, whatever. But Call of Duty in games like Assassin's Creed and Watch Dogs and stuff like that, I'm just wondering how that's going to do long term at $70.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see it as well. But we're not there, unfortunately. So we'll have to maybe revisit this next year and we'll see what happens. But I think we've said all we can really say on this quote bonus episode. And as always, you know, we encourage you, if you want to talk to us about this topic, you can leave us a voicemail, 574-651-9256. Again, that's 574-651-9256, or shoot a text message there. You can email us gpopfans@gmail.com. That's gpopfans@gmail.com. So, I forgot what I was going to say.
If you want to call us, you have a number.
Our normal episode, our next one is, so we're working on Destiny 2, so it'll likely be that, but if not, it'll be Unruly Heroes. You know, Destiny 2 is going to be another one of I got a lot to say about that Beyond Light expansion pack, as well as all the new stuff that they've talked about. So even though that Series X patch is not, and PS5 patch is not technically out, you know, all that's really going to do is up some of the graphic fidelity and stuff, but all that new content is actually out. So we'll be able to talk about that. But so that'll either be, that's what I'm looking for, that'll be the next on deck. If not, it'll be Unruly Heroes. But I think that's going to do it for this bonus episode on Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. And I guess we'll see you next time with Destiny 2 or Unruly Heroes.
Good day, sirs.
And we are out.